Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, a lot of guys out there like a girl with a little bit of an edge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I happen to be one of those dudes, and that's why I'm surprised that Amy, who's on the phone for a second date update today, isn't getting a call back. She did exactly what I like, and she called her date an a-hole on their first date, and I'm so surprised that he's not getting back to her. That's really weird, Amy.
Did you say it in anger, too?
It was angry. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately.
So you angrily called your date an a-hole.
What happened?
I'm glad you want to call him back.
Jeez.
How does that work? What happened?
Well, okay, so I met this guy. His name's Trevor. Not Treasure.
I would hope his name was Treasure. I've never met a guy named Treasure, but I want to.
Pretty and flip.
All right. So his name was Trevor.
Trevor,
right.
And I met him online, and I thought he was really cute, and, you know, he said he liked to work out, and he said he loves food, and then that's kind of what prompted me to start talking to him, and we were talking about what the kind of food we love, and he was like, there can't be one person in this entire world who doesn't like a grilled cheese sandwich. And I was like, oh my God, I feel the same way.
Yeah, and that's when you got into it. That's when you said, screw you, you a-hole.
No,
I love grilled cheese more.
No. This was over the app, you know, just like back and forth. And then we started texting, and we were like sending pictures of grilled cheeses to each other. And I was saying, like, I make like the best grilled cheese. Like, it's my favorite food. I've got this great recipe. And I was like, you should come over and I'll make it for you.
Are you really are you really that passionate about grilled cheese, or were you just using this as a cute ploy back and forth?
No, I really love it. Seriously, it's like my favorite food. I order it anytime a restaurant has it. I'm like a grilled cheese aficionado.
See, I always feel like it's a ripoff. Like, grilled cheese so cheap to make, overcharged on the menu.
Yeah,
it's usually overcharged, I'll give you that. But, you know, when you got all those different kinds of cheeses in it with the sourdough bread, I'm into it.
I'm kind of getting hungry now.
I know, she sounds more to the grilled cheese than their date.
So did he come over and...
Well, yeah, so this is how I ended up yelling at him. I was making the sandwiches and we were having a couple of drinks and we were talking and I was multitasking and I went over to talk with him and, you know, I was nervous and I smelled something burning and I realized, crap, I burnt the sandwiches. And I felt like such an idiot.
Yeah.
I felt like such an idiot.
After all that talk?
I mean, and after, saying that you're an artist, obviously you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked all this big talk and, like, you know, here I am screwing it up. And then he came over and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Here, what if you did it this way? What if you did it that way? And I was not like that. Like, I was like, why is this guy trying to tell me what to do? And so I freaked out. I, like, slammed down the pan. I went over into my room and I yelled out, I can do it myself, a-hole, and I slammed the door in his face.
So it was more than just calling him an a-hole. You literally had a freak out and ran to your room.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you always unstable?
No.
Or just in that moment? I mean, I've had moments like that, but
just,
not...
You know, ladies, you know when it's that time of the month, what happened, you know, you get a little bit more emotional and, you know, it wasn't great timing to have a guy over probably, and like I had a day anyway, like that morning was hard, so I just emotionally wasn't the best first date.
All right, so you did not plan accordingly.
No, I did it, but you know, I spent a couple minutes in my room, like, was like, oh, that was so stupid. And then I walked out and we were laughing about it.
Oh wait, he was still there?
Yeah, he stayed. It was really sweet. And
wow.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I totally freaked out. I don't know why I did that. You were just trying to help. And he was like, it's totally cool. And then
good.
I made the sandwiches again. I did not burn them this time or call him an a-hole. He even slept over. We didn't do anything. He was just like, it's really late. Is it cool if I sleep over? I'll sleep on the couch. Totally fine. The next morning, I woke up, got a note that said, hey, I had so much fun with you. Thanks again for the grilled cheese. And then I like texted him the next day saying like, hey, I had so much fun too. And he said, me too. And that's really all the conversation we've had. And it's been like 10 days.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow.
If I was hanging out at your house and you freaked out on me like that, the last thing I would want to do would be to sleep there.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't make sense, right? And that's why I'm calling you guys, because I don't know what to do. I mean, is it he went home and he realized, whoa, she freaked out, I don't want to have anything to do with her? Or was it something else?
Was there any moments of intimacy, or did it just feel like you were hanging out as friends the whole time?
We kissed right before he went to sleep. We had one kiss, nothing crazy.
Okay.
And it was nice, and it felt like we left on a good note. Okay. But I don't know. I'm confused.
The real question was how was your grilled cheese? Did it actually hold up?
It was really good.
Okay.
Really good.
And he thought so too?
Yeah, I mean, he said he liked it. But maybe he was lying. Maybe it was the grilled cheese that was the problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it could be. That's happened to me before. I've not called a lot of girls back because of a bad grilled cheese. So play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, all right?
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Okay, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.